Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Welcome to our first bonus episode of the year, everyone. I'm your co-host, Carlene Higgins, and I'm here with Jill Dunn. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Carlene, and hey, Breaking Beauty fam.
We're chatting today all about the best new drugstore skincare products to buy this month, Canadian Edition, in partnership with our friends at Shoppers Drug Mart.
That's right. That's why we're here landing in your feed on a Monday. Surprise. We know how much our audience loves a drugstore find. And we have a very special guest today, Chanel Cruz. And Chanel is a Shoppers Beauty Pro based in Calgary, Alberta. So she's an in-house expert who assists customers with all of their skincare needs. And today she's going to be like our personal shopper, right? So yeah. She's going to help us discover what she thinks are going to be the best sellers this month as we kick off the new year and maybe start thinking about setting some new skincare goals, giving our routine kind of a makeover.
A glow up. That's right. And everything is changing since the pandemic, of course. That goes without saying. Some things have been selling out at retail. Other sales are tanking. So we're going to get some of that intel in today's show, along with, as an insider in the thick of it all, what Chanel thinks will be the biggest trends in drugstore beauty buying this year. And finally, the specific skincare products she's betting are going to just fly off store shelves.
She's naming those product names, y'all. And as always, everything that we mention in today's episode, it will be listed over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
And I know many of us are shopping online more. That can be a bit of a challenge, right, with drugstore shopping. It's like, how do you get that personal service? Well, Chanel has a major tip, actually some major scoop coming up at the end of the episode, on how you can still get a customized shopping experience with product recommendations that are right for your exact skin condition this instant, even when you're sitting behind the safety of your screen.
Can't wait. So welcome, Chanel. So, Chanel, welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. And for our listeners out there, can you let everybody know what your home store is and where you're based?
Yes, I work at Shoppers Drug Mart in Calgary, Alberta.
That would have been my dream job when I was one of my first jobs. You know, instead I was selling Shriners tickets, but I really wish that I was working in a cosmetic store and just like getting to play with makeup and seeing what's selling and all of that fun stuff. So tell us, what is a Shoppers Beauty Pro? What do you do exactly?
So basically, there's 12 of us, 12 handpicked individuals from across the country who work from Shoppers Drug Mart. across the boutiques. So we are like your in-house experts that is here to like assist you, whatever your beauty and skincare needs are. And I've been a Shoppers Beauty Pro since the very beginning. So I'm going about like 3 years now, which is super, super exciting.
Yeah. And I think like this is such an exciting time in beauty. I mean, January, there's always so much newness in the beauty business.
Yeah.
Like you just think, oh, I'm, you know, through buying all my gifts for everyone else. And now what can I buy for myself? So
yeah.
First of all, you know, we know that so much has changed in the past year with how we buy and approach our beauty routines. A lot of us are still working from home. So from your perspective, what's been selling out during quarantine? What's been like flying off the shelves?
Well, maskne is still such a thing. So we're seeing a demand for cleansing and acne products, and overall self-care is on the rise as well. So people are buying a lot of like body creams and lotions, like anything, basically everything that's like pampering, it smells really nice, very spa-like. Those are the two like big trends that we've been seeing in store.
Okay. And what about hair color?
Right?
A lot of nails too, but
yeah,
like that's like my favorite. I love doing my own nails, so a lot of nails, I'm like, oh my god, you should add glitter to that, like that color with glitter, perfect.
I think it's so interesting the way that some brands and products really lucked out during the pandemic while others really suffered. Like some things are just flying off the shelves all of a sudden. Others are just like sitting and waiting for their moment, but it makes sense, right? Like our habits have completely changed.
Yeah, we can definitely see people are focusing more on their skin these days. So Shoppers Drug Mart actually undertook a survey a few weeks ago to understand why this shift is happening and how we can better understand what their skincare needs are. Almost a third of the people on the survey every day said that their lifestyle changes in 2020 affected their skin. Interestingly, those who said their skin changed in 2020 have said their skin was better and have said it was worse.
Why do you think some people are finding that their skin might be worse? I would think they're spending more time and it would be better.
Yeah. Well, those who said that their skin was worse last year, three quarters said it was due to the stress and wearing face masks. And those who said that their skin was better last year, the vast majority spent more time on skincare, wore less makeup, and have less stress. So you can see how stress can have both a negative and positive impact on the skin.
Interesting. And how many people took the survey or participated?
Around like 1,500.
That's a pretty big survey. So were there any like jaw-dropper stats that came out of the survey that maybe surprised you?
There were a few surprises, but the one that surprised me the most is that only one-third said that they wear SPF in winter, while two-thirds said they do not. And that's shocking to me. And another one that was a shocker was the fact that a third admitted to never washing their face before they go to bed.
People.
Those are the people that end up coming to you, Chanel, and saying, I don't know why I have wrinkles, but I don't wear SPF and I never cleanse my face. So can you help?
I know.
They buy the $500 cream.
I always ask whenever they get like a really, a little bit more of like a high-end moisturizer, do you have a full cleansing ritual before you put on your moisturizer? And then that way they tell me what they use and I go like, okay, what type of skin do you have? And then that's when I like add little things that maybe is lacking in their routine, or like that's when I find out if they're not washing their face.
Right.
Priorities.
We all know the girl. We all know the girl with the stack of face wipes before beside her bed table.
Oh!
Bedside table.
Hurts my heart.
What's the number one go-to if someone comes in, they're like, I need an SPF like that I can wear. What's your go-to? What do you always recommend?
If you have more of like a drier skin, I highly suggest the La Roche-Posay Anthelios Ultra Fluid SPF 50 lotion. Super, super lightweight. It glides on like nothing. It's almost like skin-like. However, if you're a little bit more oilier, I highly suggest the Vichy Ideal Soleil Anti-Shine Dry Touch Lotion. So that's like perfect for people that have like really oily skin throughout the day, because it dries into like this beautiful matte finish without making your skin look flat or even more like dry.
Those are two great ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you guys did this survey with all your customers. You came out with these great findings. So you know that people are wearing less makeup, but spending more time on skincare and maybe need some help with SPF. We already covered that. But based on all of this, what do you think is going to be the biggest trend or some of the biggest trends in 2021 that you're going to see in drugstore that people are asking for? Like, what kind of, what are the next products that are going to be flying off the shelves?
Yeah. I think in January, people will be looking to give their skin routine like a full makeover, perhaps layering in a new skincare step they haven't tried before or trying out a new trending ingredient. In this new era of like self-care, people will definitely continue to make time for like their skincare rituals and also embracing the idea of total skin all over body and not just the face, a lot of body oils, body balms, creams, and natural products are still on the upswing. So people will definitely be looking for effective plant-based formulas with sustainable packaging.
You know, that all makes sense. And, you know, now we're going to move on to our favorite part of the show. And I think our listeners' favorite part. So what's new in store? Because, you know, you have a lot of skincare, like my top shelf is full, but I still always want to know what else I can buy and stuff in there. So what do you think will be the most in-demand products based on these trends?
So on the natural skincare front, there's a new range out of the UK called Zero by Skin Academy that just launched in Canada this fall. It's 100% natural, plant-based, vegan, cruelty-free, and best of all, it's like super, super affordable. The night cream is around like $35 and it's got like sweet almond oil, shea butter, and coconut oil. So that's really nourishing and perfect for winter, especially here in Alberta.
There's something about that sweet almond oil smell that is just like to die for. Like, and you just want to keep putting it on. It's really great texture.
It's
love
comforting.
It.
I love the hand cream. I take a little bit of extra of that hand cream and go over my cuticles like right before bed. And it's so, so beautiful.
Amazing.
I need that right now.
I know.
It's really funny. I was talking to my friend Erin last night on the phone. She lives in Ottawa. And she says, while she's listening to our show, Carlene, I haven't told you this yet. She sits there with her Shoppers Drug Mart app open. And she adds to cart like what we're talking about. And then checks out at the end.
A true believer.
Oh my God, that's
she
so
said.
Funny.
She said that Aveeno, the Aveeno restoring body lotion that you mentioned like a couple of damn goods ago. She was like, she's like, damn, Carlene, she got me hooked on that, and now it's like always like selling out. I guess at Shoppers. So.
Hat so tip, nice Carlene. Thank you. So now tell us, like we just were talking about how plant based is going to be really big in 2021. I'm almost forgetting the name of the year. And I think that's true. I think a lot of people are also eating plant-based. I think this is going to be a really big trend. So just give us an example of like, what would be, you know, we already talked about Zero. What would be like kind of more of a middle priced range that you think people are going to be buying into? And then like, what's an example of like the Luxe in that category?
So for example, in the plant-based category, we have Clarins. Which is a little bit more prestige. They have a great new soothing toning lotion. It has chamomile in it, saffron flower. That's really going to help soothe and comfort really dry, sensitive skin. So after you cleanse, that will be like your second step. We also offer brands like Darphan, which is like super, super luxury. And they just released a new Stimia Plus Absolute Renewing Cream, which is beautiful night cream for aging skin. It got tons of peptides. So you're really going to see a difference in fine and deeper lines the more you see it. Like it really will help pump the skin. One of my favorite ones as well is it's from the drugstore. It's called Coco Kind. I am obsessed with their probiotic oil to milk cleanser.
Oh,
I wear
so
waterproof
good.
Mascara every single day. And then I put it on and I can't believe it's from the drugstore because it's so luxurious. I honestly feel like one of those like... know those commercials when you they take off their makeup and you splash water and it just goes like so nicely. I feel like that every time I use that. It's so beautiful.
It's the number one bestseller from that brand, Coco Kind, and I can also vouch for it. Yeah. It's one of those cool millennial brands, you guys. If you're listening, you haven't tried it. It's been at Shoppers, I think. I spotted it at my local Shoppers and scooped it up. So it's definitely worth trying out because it's around $25, I think. It's really quite affordable.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it goes on sale as well. And also for a lot of the medallions, like I always recommend it because like I always say, look at how aesthetic the color is. Like imagine that displayed in your counter. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's got those Pantones on lock for sure. Yes. Beautiful.
So our listeners really love like a proper drugstore buy, like, you know, well-priced items. So tell us about another brand that like you guys can't keep on the shelves and what's sort of new or newish that you think will be hot this month.
Mm-hmm. Pixi is also one of our exclusive brands that offers great skincare products like the Pixi Fortify Firming Hydrogel Eye Patches. Uh-huh. These are a hot ticket item. Like we always get sold out of it. And honestly, I recommend it to everybody. It's so, so great.
So these are like the hydrogel patches and like you can keep them in the fridge and you put them under your eye and like they're good for puffiness and all that, right?
I put them in my skincare fridge and then in the morning, right before I did this podcast, I put this on and honestly, I feel like I can take over the world. It's so, so, so nice. Because of the maskne trend last year, they also came out with the Pixi Clarity Cleanser. It's so, so amazing. It has three different acids in it, salicylic acid, lactic acid, and glycolic acid. But it also has aloe in it to help hydrate and soothe the skin, which is like really, really gentle.
Yeah, you know what? I gave that to my daughter. She's only 10 and she's got like little baby acne, like tween acne. But so it's like you don't want to give her something too harsh, right? So I like the fact that it's just like, it's super gentle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the price point for Pixi is so, so nice as well. And they have such fun, beautiful packaging at the same time. It's like so in your face. It's like, I love the bright color.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. It's good to talk about exfoliating cleansers. And I think they are having a bit of a moment just because of that whole maskne thing that you were talking about, Chanel. Just, you know, if people are experiencing breakouts for the first time, that is definitely your first step is getting a cleanser that's a little deeper, more exfoliating. Okay. So one thing that we get asked about so often, and frankly, we review a lot is vitamin C serums. And, you know, there are the really premium price point ones out there. Love those. But people want to know about a good affordable one. And I feel like the technology has come a long way. So, and everybody knows antioxidants are so important. So let's hear about a budget find that you might have that's new.
And we're seeing this too. You know, there's a huge portion of our customers who know exactly what's up in skincare and they're confident in exactly what they want. And when they come in the store, like vitamin C, retinol, they're all about it. So for a really affordable vitamin C serum option, Neutrogena just launched their Rapid Tone Repair 20% vitamin C serum capsules. And I think these are going to fly off the shelves because number one, it's oil-free, non-comedogenic, which means it won't clog your pores. It's free of parabens, alcohol, oil, fragrance, and dyes. Plus, it's a biodegradable seaweed-derived capsule, which is like super, super cool.
So does that mean you can like flush it down the toilet or put it down your drain?
Each capsule is completely biodegradable.
Okay, cool.
And it's 20%, which is...
Yes.
I'm not going to name names, but this is a dupe of a higher-end... product or brand.
Yeah, we're both thinking the same thing.
Yeah, so we won't name it by names, but this is coming in at like a third of the price. And we know that our listeners love a dupe. How about retinol? Because, you know, I feel like people are so skin savvy when it comes to those ingredients. So I'm sure they come up to you all the time and they're like, what's a good retinol? So what's new?
Clinique just launched their new Smart Night Clinical Multidimensional Repair Treatment Retinol Serum. It should be on people's radar because it's such a great price point. It has 0.3% retinol, which is a pure form of vitamin A, as we all know, and as well as a youth boosting blend that makes the skin look smoother. Plus, it's hydrating because of its comfort hydrator blend. And it's also free of parabens and phthalates, which is always a plus.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I just got the press release on this yesterday. I think it's like $75. Is that right?
I think around 75 or maybe 80, 85, yeah. 86, okay. Around that price. Yeah. And I think like that's a really, really good price point.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love about Clinique is like, you know, that even though it's a retinol, which tends to be in some formats a little bit irritating or can cause mm-hmm. sensitivity, like Clinique's mm-hmm. all about that, like sensitive skin girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm pumped to try this, especially when you're trying yeah. retinol. Like in the winter, I think this would be an interesting one to try yeah. because it's sounds like it has some of that cocooning benefits.
Retinol is something that you don't marry right away. You got to speed date retinol. You got to introduce your skin to it first. You can go and marry glycolic right away, but retinol, you got to date her first.
Okay, so for people who might be looking to try another step, try something different in their skincare routine, is double cleansing still popular? And if so, what might be like a new product you'd recommend for that? Mm-hmm.
Garnier released this amazing product. It is their Skin Active Micellar Cleansing Water that has vitamin C. It mm-hmm. cleanses and it removes makeup and brightens the skin. Plus, it is amazing because it's from the drugstore, so really, really good price point. I have tried it myself.
Like $11. Actually.
Yes.
So great.
And by the way, it goes on sale all the time too, just so you know. I have tried it myself, and I really feel like my skin doesn't feel tight or dry, and it really does remove any residue that my cleansing balm or like my cleansing oil wasn't able to fully remove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I guess this one has vitamin C, so that's obviously mm-hmm. left behind, because with a micellar cleanser you just mm-hmm. leave it on right after you don't rinse it off. Okay, cool.
No,
I love that whole line from Garnier, all the micellar cleansers. I've like had success with all of them, so I'm excited to try that one.
Mm-hmm. My favorite one is the argan oil one. I love the argan oil.
That's the one with the blue top.
It's the white with like the kind of like the oil on top, and you kind of shake it. But it, especially when I'm using a lot of glitter in my makeup look, it's very soothing mm-hmm. around the eye area.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we just want to end off on asking you about how people can shop and find personalized products that are unique and that are personalized for them. Because mm-hmm. frankly, a lot of people maybe aren't comfortable going in the store, even mm-hmm. if they're open around them, and maybe they can't go up to you. Communication is just not the same with everybody wearing masks and stuff, right? So let's talk about the shopping online options, and what do you do to find something that's going to like work for you?
Yeah. Okay. So this is really exciting. This month, Shoppers Drug Mart is launching our first ever virtual skin analysis tool. It's a diagnostic tool that uses digital technology to give real-time skin analysis. It can detect four of the most popular skin concerns like moisture, wrinkles, redness, and texture. So from there, you can craft your own tailored routine and be confident that it's right for you. So you basically just go to shoppersdrugmart.ca/skin-diagnostic, and it will just mm-hmm. ask, you can use just your phone. I just use my phone for my skin, virtual skin analysis, and it will take a photo of your skin, and it will basically analyze it and rate it. So it will give you your skin age and rate those four main categories. And what's cool about it is like when you scroll down, you will see the product recommendations based on your results, and it might directly give you all the options that your skin might need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a vanity tool in here? Like, is it going to tell me I look 25? Because I'll be more inclined to buy whatever you're selling. You know what I mean?
Jill, you're going to have
a good idea.
Jill's going to end up with Biore acne patches that you're going to have to.
I'm okay with that. It's like vanity sizing. I'll buy the whole routine that's wrong for me just so I don't have to admit I'm old. But so that's the idea. You just use your camera on your webcam, your phone, and it's kind of like scans or takes pictures of your face.
Yeah. So it basically just uses Google Chrome, if I'm not mistaken. And you literally just go like this. It will have this like little ring where you position your face and then you just go like that. And it's so funny. The first time I did it, I was like smiling like somebody was taking a selfie of me. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm doing like a skin analysis. And it will show you like certain areas where you're a little bit more red. What's the treatment for that? And it's categorized with this, with those four main skin concerns. And it's so easy to do. Literally, it took me like 5 minutes to do a full, complete virtual skin analysis, and even like easier for me to shop because it's just right there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And does it recommend, I haven't had a chance to try it yet. Does it recommend products from all different brands, or is it like, this is your routine for Clarins, this is your routine for Clinique?
So it recommends products from all different brands. So it will give you almost like a full, well, I think it is like a full routine because it even recommended me a toner that I could use. It recommended me a serum, a cleanser, a moisturizer, and a specific treatment that I can use on certain areas, which is so, so cool.
Okay, this is major. We're going to link to that tool on our blog and in our show notes, as well as all of the new drugstore must-haves we've talked about today. That's it for our exclusive bonus episode brought to you by Shoppers Drug Mart. Thank you so much for this VIP shopping experience, Chanel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Like the cherry bomb, like the cherry bomb.